We're actually going to go a little bit more local. We're going to talk to a group today called SIM, Sisters in Motion. This was a book club, is a growing group of ambitious, caring, independent, courageous, strong black women who are determined to provide assistance to the voices of tomorrow by providing these future leaders with motivation, courage, mentorship, tools, and technology required to compete with the elite members of the world. So their group is determined to uplift the voices of tomorrow and demonstrate unconditional love with conviction. Their goal is to provide less fortunate children with the means to achieve a better future by supplying their schools with financial donations, literature, supplies, equipping them with modern and up-to-date technology. They're actually having a car wash on Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Jamaican Canadian Association. So, again, if you're in the area, you should probably check that out. All right, so could you just please introduce yourselves, what you guys do in the community for us, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Nicole Wright, and I'm from Sisters in Motion.
Hello, hi. My name is Simone Campbell. I am also from Sisters in Motion.
And my name is Hope Norman, and I'm also from Sisters in Motion.
Okay, so briefly I mentioned that Sisters in Motion is a book club that has a very a very positive mandate to help people in other countries. Can you just explain that again in your own words for us, please?
Absolutely. Well, we as Sisters in Motion, we're a group of ambitious and independent young ladies who are working in the community here in Canada. And we decided a while back now to start a book club, which evolved into more than what we could think we could do in our hands. Our ultimate mission is to basically help back our youth, to give them knowledge and education and a chance to grow and evolve into anything they want. Let them know there are no limitations in the community.
So how did you come up with the name Sisters in Motion?
We are sisters, all of us here in the group.
Not biologically, but
by
our
culture. Mm-hmm. By culture. We are sisters. We're always moving. We're always doing something. Our mission as we started this group was to give back to the biggest possibilities and the biggest options and basically make no limits for ourselves and for anyone else that may be involved with us, and to give our youths that option to grow and to receive knowledge, which is power, right?
Right. It's very good. So why do you think women are like a very fundamental part of helping people in other nations to strive and thrive,
Because women have been and continue to be the backbone of our society. I know in the society at large, it seems like it's the men who are really the ones with the power and who control everything. But without women in this world, I really don't know what would happen. Our strength is needed. Both in family, in the home, and in business. And even now, nowadays, you see a lot of women coming out, and they're getting to the point where their belief in their self-esteem is much stronger, and therefore that they see a lot more potential for themselves. So you have a lot more women going into business and building small businesses, and we're also more compassionate. It's our nature. I guess it's a motherly instinct, or that's where we get it from. It's our nature to always want to help and to want to give and to want to nurture and to want to provide to those who are less needy, and also to those who are not as less needy, but always people, everybody needs help. And no matter what you're doing, we all need help. So I think it's our ability to nurture and understand and listen that's really making us at the forefront of our society right now.
Yeah. Can you briefly just talk about this school that you decided to sponsor and, like, why you picked this particular school?
Well, the Geneva Primary in Jamaica is elementary school in our district where we come from. I attended Geneva Primary, and I think the school is in a very bad position right now. And it's also close to home, so you always gravitate to what's closest to you, right? So the school, they're in a position, they have grade 1 to 6 classes, and you're talking from 25 to 30 students per class. And if you get from grade 4 to grade 6, you're looking at least 50 students per class. So and they don't have advanced technologies. They didn't even have laptops in the school until we provided them with laptops. And since we've done that, the teachers and the principal has expressed how useful it has been and how much more advanced they are, and we only provided them with two laptops. So we have a lot more work to do with that school. We want to get them to the point where they're going to be able to function properly, do research. Your students can have access to the internet and look into different things. We want to supply them with books, reading materials, whether it's scientific or educational or playful. We want to supply them with science sets. We'd love to build a library. They don't have a science department, so if they don't have a science department, how can we have scientists? Biology, something that they're not studying. The children, some of the families are so poor, they can't even afford to actually give them the textbooks to read in or the notebooks for them to write. So these are all basic things that we take advantage of in North America. And if we can supply one student with two textbooks for the year, or pencils and sharpeners, or any kind of supplies that they need, these are things that the parents don't have to think about. And then they can use whatever monies that they have to try to help to further the their children's education in the country.
Right. So once education becomes important, then they have to focus less on being able to provide that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have an event that's coming up on Saturday, this car wash.
Yeah.
So yes, we do.
Could you please just talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, the car wash, again, is it's our fundraising activities. This is one of the ways that we raise funds to purchase the supplies and equipment needed to send to the school in Jamaica. The car wash is being held July 2nd, 995 Arrow Road at the Jamaican Canadian Association. It starts at 9, finishes at 5. It's very important for us to respect our time. So it's come out and support us, rain or shine, even if it's a little drizzle. God is still supporting us. We will be there. So we need everyone to come out and have their car washed and have a hot dog, have a water, have a Coke, and share a smile.
It's a great cause that you guys are working for. If people that are listening, if they're interested and if they want to help either through like donations or joining your club, how can they do that?
Well, they can actually send us an email to info@sistersinmotion.ca.
And there's a website as well, right?
There is. That is sistersinmotion.ca.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would honestly like to say you're a women's organization, and we want to thank you very much for your help in this. I also want to say that we have a second car wash coming up August 20th. The location is not defined as yet, but if we can, again, have the opportunity to get some exposure, that would be wonderful. And also that, you know, as women and as black women, black independent women, I think we spend a lot of time socializing together, but it's time for us to realize that there's more to learn from each other. And not only black women, but all women. We need to sit down and share ideas and talk and grow. And that's the only way we'll be able to learn and share experiences and actually evolve into something different and something big, because there's possibilities out there. So for the woman in your organization, and of course those, I'm sure there's many who have children, if they see themselves in a position where they have used books that their children are not going to use anymore, math sets, it doesn't matter what you think it is, as long as you think it's good and a child can benefit from additional use of it, we would love to have those also as donations and contributions, because our main thing from where we started is knowledge. Knowledge is power, and children have to learn how to read, not only children, but also adults, because reading, if you do not read, you're actually kept aback in society. Knowledge, reading is the only place where you would truly get your own knowledge and grasp your own ideas. You don't get it from watching TV, and you don't get it from being on the internet. It's actually creating our children into drones, robots.
So thank you, and we really hope you get more exposure through our show today.
Oh, wonderful.
So once again, the website was sistersinmotion, all one word, .ca. And for any questions or comments, it's info@sistersinmotion.ca.
Yes.
I'd like to thank my guests once again, Nicole Wright, Simone Campbell, and Hope Norman.
Yeah, thank you.
Norman, thank you very much for being on the show. And I hope you guys have a great turnout for your car wash on Saturday and in August as well. Thank you very much, ladies. Have yourselves a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.